Okay, my name is Veruska Calabria, like Sedelia, and I'm here to interview you today to capture your motivations and reasons for being here today. Can I ask you, first of all, to state your name, your surname, your age, if you're okay with that, and where you come from?
My name is Jill Gatcombe. I'm 51 years old, soon to be 52, and I'm from Dublin.
Okay, so just to begin to unravel the reason why you're here, how did you find out about this project?
It was a Saturday evening and I was just driving home after doing some shopping, and I always have Radio 4 on in the car. I never listen to music, always listen to Radio 4. I believe it was the arts programme, I think Front Row, and I heard about this scheme and I thought, that sounds like a hoot, I'd like to apply for that.
Okay, and when did you hear that you were going to be on? What happened?
Basically, I registered to be part of the programme, to be told when we could actually enter, and I entered, and then I heard that I actually got the place on Sunday the 31st of May. I had been spending the weekend with my aunt, hadn't checked my emails, got home, opened the email, and I thought, I've been chosen.
And how did you feel?
I felt very excited. I also felt relieved from two perspectives. One is that it was a good time of day, 11 o'clock in the morning, and I have no idea why, but I had got it into my head that it actually started on the 1st of July. So I thought, 6th of July, it's been running 6 days, all the fuss would have died down, it'd be a nice time of day to do it, that's really good. So I accepted there and then, I thought, yes, I'm going to do it. Didn't really think it through about what I was going to do or what it really meant to do it. I just accepted, and then my niece let me know it was the first day, and then I was really terrified.
And what happened after that?
Well, then really my brain went into overdrive in what was I going to do with my hour. It was sort of like, what could I do? I'm not a performer, I'm not a singer, I'm not an artist, I work in IT, I'm an IT project manager, fairly practical, down-to-earth sort of person. I had absolutely no idea what I wanted to do. One thing I was really certain about is that I didn't want to do nothing. I know that was an acceptable thing to do, and I'm sure lots of people will do it, and that's fine, but it's not something that I really wanted to do. I wanted to make more of the opportunity. How I would make more of that opportunity, I had no idea. So over the next few days, I started looking around on the internet. One of the things that I found really useful was sites on performance art. I sort of thought, maybe have a look at performance art, reading about New York and other places like that. And while I was reading, literally balloons popped into my head. I just thought, balloons, yes. I want to do something with balloons, because generally they're happy things. And that was one thing there were some various ideas I had, which was that I wanted it to be a happy experience, a positive experience, and I wanted to involve other people. I didn't want it just to be me. I wanted it to be a reflection of the community of which I was part. So balloons came into my head. So then really I talked to a couple of friends and we sort of tossed around ideas around balloons, maybe getting people to tell us their secrets, which we'd attach to balloons and their secrets would float away. All various things like that. But in the end, definitely I wanted a website. Definitely I wanted people to come to that site and tell me something that was important to them. And that's where we come up with the idea of secrets. Maybe things they cared about, we were sort of thinking. So something about they really were concerned about. And gradually by talking and discussing, I evolved the idea of people would make donations to their favourite charity, then they would tell me about it on the website. And then details of that charity would be attached to the balloon. So they would buy a balloon by donating to their favourite charity. I was very keen that A, they didn't donate to me, because I wanted it to be something they cared about and they felt in control of. Often when people are asked to do stuff for charity, it's often, you know, very laudable, but it'll be for cancer research or breast cancer or something, and somebody might not be interested in that. So it was like, they can choose their own charity, they don't have to tell me how much, but if they might tell me why they chose the one they did. And in this way, I hoped to build a portrait of the sort of concerns that people had because of the charities that they gave to.
So tell us the website name.
Right, my background is in web development, though I have never done my own website before. This was really interesting. It took all my experiences that I've had at work with dealing with designers and people who write content, people who do the technical side, but now I've done it all myself. And it's called www.balloonfromtheplinth.co.uk. So that's what it's called. I felt balloon from the plinth. So I think that that captures it quite nicely. So in the first week, I had the idea, and then it took me 1 week to actually build the site, get it designed, get the imagery on there, actually write the content for it, and get it up and running. And in that second, towards the end of the second week, so that would have been round about, I think, the 11th of June, I then sent out a launch email to everybody that I could think of, every contact that I'd ever had, and said that this is what I'm doing, and would they kindly donate and then go onto my site. Thus it started.
So, tell me about any hopes or fears that you might have about stepping on the plinth.
I must say, at first, I didn't have any what you would call specific personal hopes. Certainly through this process, I have found it a very interesting process. As I said, I've used my work experience, I've used my contacts with friends, family and colleagues, and I have to say it's really humbling. The warm feelings of support that you've got from people have been almost overwhelming. And in some senses then that's made me think about art, like the statues that stand there. You know, they're dead, they're commemorated, and they're not really involved in their own sort of commemoration. But us, we actually get to be at our unveiling, we get to choose what our pose is going to be, we get to choose what we wear, and actually we can hear what people think of us. And that's something ordinary statues don't get, but we do. And so we're really engaging with our audience. So I didn't have a hope, but it has been a fantastic, hopeful and positive experience for me. Fears, I haven't, to be fair, now I've got myself organised, I've done my plans, and because I'm a project manager, I've got my contingencies. You know, if all else fails, I'm going to blow the balloons up and chuck them off. I don't have any real fears. I'm not concerned about being observed by strangers, because I'll have people I care about and who care about me will be supporting me there. So I'm not worried about that. The only thing I really am worried about is I don't want to let down the 64 people that have donated. They have donated and they, I believe, have put a trust in me, and I don't want to let them down. That's the only fear I've got.
Okay, thank you. How about the impact of you standing there? What do you think your performance will mean?
To whom?
To the wider audience.
That's going to be interesting, because I think looking at the plinth, we're going to be very small up there. So I don't know what the impact. To the people that have donated, obviously it will have an impact, because it's going to be their charities and their donations that those balloons are going to be representing. As for the people who are not really involved and don't really know, because I'm going to have no amplification, so they're not really going to know why I'm doing it necessarily. So I don't know what impact it will have on them. Maybe not much at all. I don't know.
Okay, so how about if I bring you back to explore the reasons why you actually applied in the first place to be on the plinth? Do you remember what you were thinking at the time?
Literally, it was a very limited thought, if I may say. All I just thought was, it sounded like fun. I never imagined in a million years that I actually would be picked. And when I was picked, I just said yes before I could say no. And then that's when all this whole process has started. But really, to be honest with you, I gave it very little thought. It just sounded like a hoot. And that's as far as I got. And I applied, and then it all happened.
So how are you feeling about going up there?
I veer between two extremes. I've done all my preparations. I've got everything sorted out. And I'm really looking forward to it. I really want to do it. And I really want to get those balloons up there. And then at other points, I just think, oh my heavens, what on earth have I done? I get quite scared. And as I was talking to Rachel, the first lady that's going to be up there, there doesn't seem to be any rational reason for being that scared. It just sweeps over you because it's so outside so outside my experience. I am quite a chatty, outgoing sort of person, but this is something incredibly different. Incredibly different.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
There's only one thing I'd like to add, is that what really has impressed me with the donations that people have made is the variety of charities that they have donated to. Of those 64 people that have donated, we have over 45 different charities, large, small, environmental, social activist, medical. I think that's really fascinating, the number and variety of charities that people have donated to. And it's all ones that are really important to them.
And how did you actually find people to donate? How did you market your website?
Basically what I did is I sent out an email sort of telling people what I'd done, and I tried to sort of be humorous, tried to put images of the plinth in it, and I put links to the website, so try to encourage people. And then when it came to sort of chasing them up, there was a very amusing cartoon in the Building magazine of a man going, "I'm Art, I'm on the plinth," and then another one with him covered in pigeons and pigeon muck. So I sent that out saying, please don't let that happen to me, please buy a balloon. So I tried to use a combination of imagery and humour and plain begging, really.
Okay, that's fantastic. Just to recap about your performance tomorrow, you want to tell us again what you're going to be doing?
Yes, tomorrow I'm releasing 60 balloons to represent my 60 minutes on the plinth, and every one of them has a card on it with a person that has donated to a particular charity, and also on that card is text saying, if you should find the card, and they might not be found, asking the finder to also donate to charity and to tell me about it on the website.
That's fantastic. I'm really impressed. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.